I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another attempt at diplomacy with Iran. What does peace actually mean in this context? Then later, a flight rerouted midair and a ministry training that was almost grounded. We'll unpack the stories for you in just a moment. But in our first story, even if the United States and Iran enter more negotiations this week, they're not speaking the same language. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says that to many Western minds, peace means coexistence with mutual respect. But for the Iranian regime,
they are not talking about that when they talk about peace. They want to dominate. They want submission of everyone to Islam.
Silk says the current ceasefire, which expires April 22nd, isn't good for Iranians, nor for the world.
This regime hasn't changed, and our struggle with Iran, the same security concerns, the same freedom concerns are still there.
Many Iranians hope the war would bring relief from government oppression. One person told Transform Iran,
"For that reason, the announcement of a ceasefire was not seen as a sign of comfort, but rather as the loss of a hope that had begun to form in our hearts."
But don't miss the spiritual battle.
Iran has been a spiritual stronghold for the enemy. The global church has been paying attention, and we are fighting. By fighting, I mean praying. We don't have the ability to influence what world leaders are doing except in prayer. And that's where we should be really focusing.
As you pray, consider standing with Transform Iran. They're delivering aid, expanding trauma counseling, and training evangelists to help serve people across Iran. Next, a new report shows terrorism-related deaths increasing in both Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says the terrorists have a strategy.
They look for vulnerable areas, places where they can create more strongholds with their radical ideology.
Kelly says many believers in Nigeria's Christian South struggle to empathize with or minister to their northern Muslim neighbors.
But if you go to the north and you meet someone who came out of Islam, when they've come to faith in Christ, they become infernals for the gospel.
Meanwhile, in the DRC, ongoing conflict exposes the vulnerable.
Where's the battle lines? Where is the threat coming at? And that's where we need to mobilize and deploy our resources into, which in this case is northeast Congo.
Without diminishing our call to meet physical needs, Kelly points out the centrality of God's Great Commission.
What is the nation or people group being affected? Have they had a gospel witness? Have they not? Because you could be responding to a humanitarian need that's in a place that's 95% Christian. That's wonderful. No one's telling you to stop doing that. But that can't be your only expression of the Great Commission.
You'll find prayer points for Nigeria and the DRC in our full story at our website. And a routine ministry trip turned into a mid-air emergency and nearly canceled a key pro-life training. When conflict recently broke out with Iran, Pastor Luke Salik and his team with Life International were on their way to Bangladesh. He says,
"So halfway through that flight is when the U.S. and Israel did the joint attack on Iran. We didn't find out until I got woken up by the intercom there and the pilot explaining the situation and diverting us to Cairo rather than Doha."
The U.S. team ultimately had to go home. But in Bangladesh, ministry leaders were already gathered.
When they found out that we weren't able to make it, they decided to hold the training anyway. And so the leadership team, they're from several different countries in South Asia. They kind of banded together and thought, hey, what can we do together to help equip a lot of these pastors or ministry leaders who are coming together?
The training equipped Christian leaders to support crisis pregnancies.
The goal then is to specifically bring the redemptive work of Christ into this story.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.